We're back. It is Sean. It is 8 o'clock. It is Thursday. And you are listening to So That's Good News. In the studio with me today, we have some friends. I gotta bring them online. Let's see how this works. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Trevor, Ben,
hey,
everybody.
Hey. You hear me?
Yeah. Mic 4 sucks. Let's not use mic 4.
Oh, let's just share this one.
Don't, like, touch it. All right, well, like I said, you're listening to this, so that's good news. It's Thursday. I'm Sean.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Talia.
And it's snowing. For those of you who are not in the Medford, Somerville area, it is snowing
here. Well, then they won't be listening to WMFO.
No, they will be listening to WMFO on WMFO.org.
True.
So, this Thursday, it's a week from now, but,
it's the 50th anniversary of the White Album.
Ooh.
So we're just gonna play that.
Yeah, if we can.
Why can't we?
Because the internet is not working.
Oh. Then I guess we'll talk.
You know, this may surprise some listeners out here, but this is not my first time on WMFO, everyone.
No way.
Yeah. You know, quaint little radio show called Cool Like the Head 4 years ago.
Cool Like the Head.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Cool Like the Head.
Good times, good times. I hope to continue those good times tonight with you guys.
Yeah. Have you ever had your own radio show?
I have not, no. I don't have the stamina for it, or the musical knowledge, really.
Yeah.
But there you have it.
I lost my radio show last semester.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't have the stamina.
Take us away, Sean. What are we doing here?
Wait. Before we get into this, if you want to call in.
Oh, that's what you're stopping
855-915-9636. WMFO, for those who can't remember numbers that well.
Numbers are confused.
Well, it's just us listening to it in the studio at the moment. I didn't realize because we're wearing headphones. But yes, we're going to listen to the whole White Album, and we hope you listen along. It's like, as in, I hope it's plugged in.
I don't hear it.
Can you hear it coming out of your headphones, people?
No.
I want to say that.
Yeah, it's coming. There it
All
is.
Right. Enjoy. No, it's still not. Trevor, you lied. It's just coming out of my computer.
It's not plugging in far enough. We're experiencing some technical difficulties.
There we go. Alright. Enjoy the show. You don't know how lucky you are. Back in the USSR.
Shout that Georgia's always on my mind. Oh, come on! in the USSR.
Our story begins on a Sunday.
Come out to play.
you about strawberry fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
Hey, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to WMFO. This is So That's Good News with Sean and Trevor. It's Thursday at 8:15, and next week we're not going to be here because it's Thanksgiving. So this week we're paying tribute to the Beatles. It's the 50th anniversary of the White Album next Thursday. So we're playing the whole thing through, or at least as much as we can from the hour that we have. It's a long album.
Yeah, it is a long album. But, you know, it's a very good one. Diverse. I think they all wrote their own songs.
The Walrus is Paul.
Yeah, we just found that out.
You know, there's an algorithm now that can tell you which Beatle wrote which song.
Yeah, I heard about that. What was that song you were talking about? In My Life?
In My Life. They weren't, you know, Paul and George. No, who is it? Paul and John both thought they wrote that song. And, well, John is dead, so he can't tell us that he did anymore. But Paul still thinks he did, and I think the algorithm vindicated Paul. Is that true? I can't remember. If you know this story better than I do, please call us.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
No, there was a controversy for as long as there were Beatles that who wrote that song on was it on Norwegian Wood? What song is that?
In My Life.
On Norwegian Wood?
That's not an album.
Is it on Rubber Soul?
No.
What is it on?
Oh wait, maybe.
Anyway.
It might be on Rubber Soul.
If you know this story and if you know the answer, call us.
It probably is.
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
This was an elaborate ploy just to get callers.
915-WMFO in Medford. You're listening. Keep listening. Peace. Okay, I was wrong. The algorithm said that John wrote In My Life, not Paul. You can look it up. It's a Science Friday thing with Ira Plato.
did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill. What did you kill? Bungalow Bill. He went out tiger hunting with his elephant and gun. In case of accidents, he always took his mom. He's the all-American bullet-headed Saxon mother's son. Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
The children asked him if to kill was not a sin. Mommy betted him.
If looks could kill, it would have been us instead of him.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, was it your kill?
We're going to try something we've tried before and we'll try again. We're going to try and play a song for you on the air live now.
Stop. Oh, no.
Just until he gets it, then give it back. I want the computer back. Or you can have the computer. Yeah, we're gonna play a song for you in a couple seconds. It's the next song on the White Album, so.
Yeah, I got
if
it.
If you know. If you know it, sing along. Get it? We're on the radio.
I like it.
Alright, play. Make sure you can hear yourself.
Sweeping, still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you.
notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still, my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. Look at you all. Still my guitar gently weeps. Thank you very much.
Misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arms and I feel my finger on your trigger, I know nobody can do. No harm, because happiness.
to me. Martha, my love, don't forget me. Martha, my dear. I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. Is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I you would do. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'm so tired, I'm feeling so upset. I'll have another cigarette and curse the Walter Raleigh. He was such a stupid get. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know, 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I give you everything I've got for little.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black.
Always having dirt to play around in. starched white shed. You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play.
Black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot. He drew fast and shot. And Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky.
All right. If you're just tuning in again, it's Sean, and I'm with a bunch of friends in the studio right now.
Hey.
It's Trevor over there.
Greetings.
Ben.
Rocky Raccoon.
So, like I was just saying, we're listening to Rocky Raccoon again, only because I just want to hear that part where he says sminking of gin instead of stinking of gin in the anthology version. I'm going to skip to find it.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, wait.
Trevor, what's your favorite liquor? Is it gin? Are you sminking of gin?
Yeah, sminking. Not all the time.
Do you like to smink?
I only
What does smink mean? What do you think he means by sminking of gin?
Sminking.
It's open to interpretation.
It's when he's like stinking of the gin. Hold on. And he's winking.
Just, we gotta hear it. This is for posterity.
The doctor walked in. Sminking of gin. Sminking? Proceeded to lie.
Alright, that's all I wanted to hear. Sminking.
Sminking.
It's so good.
We should sample it.
Yeah.
The doctor walked in. Sminking of gin. Sminking.
I love that so much.
He was really sminking of gin.
Wait.
On the table. He was really sminking of gin.
All right, I'm done.
And it did him in the end.
I listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock ticking on the mantelshelf. See the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, and why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. I said, that's alright, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. Don't pass me by. Don't make me cry.
Why don't we do it in the road? 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 No one will be watching us. Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in the road?
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know I love you still? Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. Or if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name.
But I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me. So I sing song of love, Julia. speak my mind, Julia.
Julia,
sleeping sand, silent cloud, touch me, so I sing a song of love, Julia. Sing a song of love for Julia, Julia, Julia.
All right, people, I thought I paused it. I guess I did not. It's 8:56. We got through disc one of the Beatles. If you are just tuning in, it's WMFO in Medford. I'm Sean.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Ben.
And Talia's over there, but I guess she doesn't want to say hi.
Hey, I'm Talia.
Yeah, Mike 4 sucks. So a week from today is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles. We won't be here because it's Thanksgiving, so we decided to play it tonight, but we could only get through the first disc.
So make sure you light a candle next Thursday.
Next Thursday night for the 50th anniversary of the Beatles.
And listen to the rest of it.
And
listen
it has to
the
rest be a white candle.
Us. White candle.
With your family.
A tea
and
candle.
Reminisce.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions.
We have to ask this.
Such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon.
I like that they're
soon.
Using the beat.
Do you? If not,
yes,
we need your help to keep
it?
WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique
can
thank
I
you
kick
gift
it to, all
to
my
see what
like
our
West,
DJs
like
have to say about keeping
this,
WMFO
really
freeform. Visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford. That's facebook.com/WMFOMedford.
I'm sneaking on the scene without leaving.
That qualifies as a PSA.
What ad are you going to do, Tommy?
No, I don't know.
Billy Bob Neck's Arab Beam on WMFO in Medford. If you're a freeform loving latte sipping New York Times reading Volvo driving godless liberal defeat crap, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years corrupting your soul by sending a donation.
Why are so many playing at once?
It's really not. It's playing loads of things at once, and I don't want to overwhelm it.
Yeah.
How much is it snowing outside right now? Is it fantastic?
Yeah, let's do the weather.
It's still playing more than one thing.
Let's play Scarborough Fair.
We still have a minute, but we need to do this PSA.
Make sure to donate to WMFO.
Yeah, how do I stop it from playing anything?
How you stop it and then it stops playing.
You think so?
ESPN 360.
Oh, I think it stopped. All right, well, anyway.
When a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Yeah, wait, wow, that was really topical. Paul McCartney, we were just listening to the Beatles. And a funny enough little anecdote, last year, my dad decided that we weren't going to, or a couple years ago, decided we weren't going to do Thanksgiving anymore because he had ethical qualms about the origin of the holiday. And among other things, we decided that we weren't going to have Thanksgiving, but we were still going to see our family and have a meal on the day. So everyone came over, and instead of eating turkey, we had like salmon and lamb or something because, and like,